Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to all. I'm Commissioner Tom Gordon, and I'm the Commissioner for District 3, which is the central portion of our county, including the county seat of Westminster. For today's podcast on Christmas, I wanted to mention a letter which was originally published on September 21 of 1897 in the New York newspaper The Sun. This anonymous letter was in response to 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon, has become one of the most notable published letters of all time. In the initial letter to the newspaper, Virginia O'Hanlon inquired whether Santa Claus was real. "Dear editor, I'm an 8-year-old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street." Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is mere insect, an ant, in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certain as love and generosity and devotion exist. As you know, that they abound and give to you life, its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would it be in the world if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith, then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that could ever live, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and world the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia. In all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia? Nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. While the response to young Virginia was written 125 years ago, it is timeless and relevant today. We today live in an era affected by skepticism of a skeptical age. As we celebrate the holidays, and Santa Claus has visited countless children both here in Carroll County and worldwide, at times we as adults are asked questions. Some children keenly are aware and might see Santa Claus multiple times before Christmas. As the world knows, there's only one Santa. The others seen at times are his employees who assist him with the significant process of relaying the many requests at Christmas time. Some children are aware that Santa Claus traditionally enters the home through a chimney, and not all homes have one. Fear not, as Santa has a universal master key that opens all doors, plus he's an expert with alarm codes and security systems. As we start the new year, we should remember that there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. Everyone, if they choose, can follow in his footsteps and spread love and generosity in their community all year long, and not just at Christmas. We have 12 months of which we can all give of our time, our talents, and our treasures to those around us. Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year. Thank you.